We've been talking about developing a culture of transformational discipleship, a culture shaping an environment of discovery. And we've already talked a lot about decoding and the work that the youth leader must do in terms of decoding what you think and decoding what God thinks. But there's another aspect to building culture, and that has to do with modeling. We've talked a little bit about that before, but I want to emphasize that youth are watching you. They're watching you. Early on in ministry, I was a youth pastor, and I had taken the youth group up to a place in Colorado called Red Rocks. Huge, huge rock. There was a big amphitheater that was built in between two large rock structures. And we were up there. It was always a fun place to go visit. But there were people climbing the rock. And I remember looking at these people that were way up there in the rock, and very dangerous thing to do. And I remember saying, boy, that is just dangerous and stupid. And then I just said, almost underneath my breath, I said, well, I hope they're okay. And one of the girls in the youth group caught that and said, what are you talking about? How can you care about what someone's doing that's stupid? Well, it took me by surprise, but it caused me to realize that youth are watching. They are watching us as adults, and particularly as adults that say that we're Christian. They're watching us. They are studying us. And that's what determines it plays a significant role in validating what we say. You've heard the phrase that what you're doing speaks so loudly, I can't hear what you're saying. Youth see us. They see who we are. Also, life in a glass house. When I first got saved, surrounded by missionaries, I wanted to be a missionary. And one of the first things that was told me is that missionaries live in a glass house. And what that meant was that you are transparent. People can see you. They see who you are. They see what's going on the inside. And so your behavior has to be consistent with your belief. Because you do live in a glass house. If we all live in a glass house. Even though we try to hide or put masks on, eventually people can see what's on the inside. But particularly young people, because young people are adept. A young person can spot a phony like that. And so we live in a glass house by modeling, because they see us. And then they also hear our whispers. I was taking a class, writing class, from Professor Shelley. And at one point he talked about, it's not just what you shout in the realm of writing. He said, it's not what you shout, but it's what you whisper. And I gained an appreciation for the beauty of the implied. That sometimes it's not what we shout or what words come out of our mouth, but it's what is whispered by our actions, perhaps by what we don't say, or just by what people see. It's not only what you shout, but it's what you whisper. I think of the child who, out of all the adults that are surrounding them, will go to one person. Why would that child go to that person? Because something about that adult said, you're safe with me. It's not only what we shout, but it's what we whisper. So the reality is, in all of this, you matter. You as a leader, you matter. Who you are, how you live, what you think, what you believe, your demeanor, you matter. Leaders examine their lives. They watch their lives and doctrine carefully, as Paul exhorted Timothy. Leaders walk with God. They live lives of obedience and devotion. Leaders apply what they teach. Remember what James said? You who say, do not steal, do you steal? Leaders allow the Holy Spirit to apply lessons first to them and then through them. Leaders are transparent. They share their journey with others. A part of teaching is being real and transparent. I know that there are some believers who think that they need to put up a front, that they need, in order for them to be credible, they have to not be transparent. But transformational leaders are transparent. And so therefore, you can share not only your successes, but you can share your struggles and share even your failures. Because it's about God. It's about God working in you and sharing the journey, sharing how, yet this was tough for me, and yet God continues to walk with me and bring me through. So leaders are transparent. They share their journey with others. Leaders stay freshly attuned to God. They study the Scriptures again and again as if for the first time. This is important. When you read the Bible, never think that because you've read a passage, that means you don't have to read it again. Or you don't have to study that book again. The Bible is the written word concerning the living word. And so therefore, God will speak to you over and over again in different ways, applied to different settings. It is a journey. It is a walk with God. And so therefore, you study the Scriptures again and again as if for the first time. It remains for you the living word of God to you. Very, very important. Leaders model a God-shaped purpose. We live purpose-driven lives. You probably have read the book, Purpose-Driven Life. That's what leaders do. We have a God-shaped person. We're here for a reason. We are not here by accident. God has created us uniquely in His image, and that uniqueness comes out in what He has called us to bring us to be, called us to do, using our unique set of gifts and skills for the benefit of the advancement of His kingdom. That is who we are. And so therefore, we model a God-shaped purpose. And then leaders model love. They seek only the highest good of others. Love is seeking others' highest good. Love is a verb. And so we are actively involved in seeking the highest good of others. We are servant leaders. And that's our focus when it comes to the young people that we serve. So we matter. We are important. God is going to work through us to make changes in the lives of young people, which is why He puts us in their lives. We become a part of their story, and we will play a role in how God works in them. That is our privilege.